Welcome to Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report.
Hi, everyone. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with your noon market report. Well, we shipped Brett McRae off to the country of Colombia this week with pulse growers. He is meeting with a lot of people and hearing some interesting stuff. He traveled down with Weston Merrill, marketing officer with the Montana Department of Agriculture. He was able to catch him at the food show in Bogota to talk about one of the largest markets for Montana lentils, which is Colombia. The goal of the trip is to expand markets, make new contacts, and sell more product to the country buyers. The country also buys from Canada, but they know the highest quality product comes from Montana. Weston Merrill told Brett that they were able to come thanks to the Pulse Crop Committee's checkoff dollars.
It allows us to connect the buyer with their food. This landing space allows us to share the story of Montana agriculture so that these people buying, they can get to know the farmer. They get to know what they do, how they do it, and where their food comes from.
Stay tuned the next few days for updates from what Brett is doing in Colombia. As many of you have probably heard, the St. Mary breach near Babb, Montana is going to affect many producers. In the office today here at the Northern Broadcasting System, we were able to invite Governor Greg Gianforte in to tell us what measures the state is taking to address the breach.
The St. Mary's gets diverted into the Milk River. This is domestic water for over 10,000 people along the High Line, plus 140,000 acres of irrigation. Fortunately, Fresno is close to full right now, so we have a bit of a reserve. We've got to get our plans together and make sure the resources are available to get this infrastructure back up and running.
We'll be back with more after this.
From the beginning, we've worked closely with farmers. BNSF's ties to the agricultural community go back 175 years. Together, we've innovated to make the U.S. agriculture supply chain one of the most efficient and productive in the world. Our strong relationship powers BNSF still today and helps us move the nation like no one else can. At BNSF, we move the nation for you.
In the U.S., one in three adults will get shingles. If you have had chickenpox, you're at risk because the virus is already inside you. The shingles rash often causes severe nerve pain that can last days, months, or even years. No matter how healthy you are, your risk increases as you age. So, if you're 50 or older, protect yourself and get the shingles vaccine, which is available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and local health departments across Montana. Visit facebook.com/health406 for more information. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
The Red Angus Stakeholders Foundation, that was recently established, also recently received $100,000 in seed money to get started. The RASF's job is to work with the Red Angus Association to identify research projects, educational projects, and other funded projects. So far, the foundation is working on the Red Angus Youth Expo in Oklahoma, which is the first time the event will ever be held. Montana State University's College of Agriculture is looking for nominations for its Outstanding Agricultural Leader Award. Those nominated have to have had a wide impact on their agriculture community, be an industry leader or innovative producer, and be actively involved in the ag industry. Call the College of Agriculture to nominate at 994-3681. The announcement will be made during the Celebrate Ag Week, November 4th through the 9th at the college. The Department of Agriculture's FSA has identified Mineral County as a primary natural disaster area for drought. This means that the USDA will extend emergency credit to producers, whether that be equipment, livestock, feed, grass, etc. Emergency loans can finance certain debts. Other counties that are also eligible for extra loans are Missoula and Sanders. It's not too late to sign up for the Montana Range Days. This year's event is next week, the 24th through the 26th, at the Custer County Event Center in Miles City. We'll be back to take a look at the cattle market after this. Without any true cash sales, the cattle contracts lack direction. Traders are waiting to see what the cattle on feed report says after the close, so we will have to wait and see how they react on Monday. DTN says that what we should be looking for on that report is the number of cattle on feed of 1,000 pounds or more. However, most analysts are expecting the report numbers to be mostly neutral. August feeders down $1.30 at $258.53. September down $1.15 at $260.03. August live cattle up 38 cents at $182.93. And October down 38 cents at $183.45. While the Glasgow stockyards had about 350 head go through the ring yesterday, slaughter cows were the majority of the sale, utility cows selling from 125 to 149.50, and canner cows at 110 to 135. Next Thursday, the pre-fourth dry cow special sale will happen and all-class cattle auctions. So far, lots of loads of cows and bulls have already been signed to go. We'll be back with the grains after this.
What's more dangerous than trying to move a 1,400-pound cow? Not much. In fact, every job in ag work is risky, and that makes ag safety essential. Things like handling chemicals properly, working with livestock, ATV and equipment safety. It's all at safemt.com. Start with our farm assessment, then use our downloads to learn how to work safely and get home to the people you really work for. Ag safety from Montana State Fund at safemt.com.
The wheat futures contract rebound this morning, but have failed to gain any support. Ukraine and Russia have started harvesting some wheat, and reports have shown that the frost did in fact do some damage. I think we are likely moving for another set of lows for the closing session today. July Chicago wheat down 11 and a quarter at 561 and a half. September down 8 and a half at 577 and a half. July Minneapolis hard red spring wheat down 3 cents at 615 and three quarters of a cent. September down 3 cents at 622 and a half. July Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 8 and a quarter at 583. September down 8 cents at 589 and a half. For the corn contracts, July down 2 and a half at 437. September down 1 cent at 444. July soybeans up 9 cents at 1164 and a half. And August up 9 cents at 1148 and three quarters of a cent. For Montana cash grain bids, 12 protein hard red winter wheat in northeast Montana at 443 to 527 in the Golden Triangle. That's $9 to $19. That's 9 to 19 cents lower. 14 protein dark northern spring wheat, $4.93 to $6 a bushel. That's down 14 cents. On the Northern Ag Network, have a great weekend. I'm Grace McDonald.